Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Waifus and Weeboos podcast, where I am live right now on twitch.tv/SoraSensei1, where my name is Nick, as you all know by now, and it is severely hot in the state of New Jersey today. And my room slash office is just not made for this heat right now, and I am not sweating bullets, but I am dying right now because I don't have a cooling system in place right now for this type of temperature in my office that is a quiet, that makes, you know, that's quiet, so it doesn't reverberate in the podcast. So I don't want to rush this podcast at all, but luckily it's one that I can do a quick explanation of everything, and it shouldn't be that long in the grand scheme of things because it is very hot in here. But I don't want to cut it short for that reason. I want to get as much as I can and to explain why this episode of the podcast is the top five openings and endings of the spring 2024 season. And honestly, this season was stacked. This season has been stacked with fantastic openings and endings. Nothing really on the level like at the MASH level. I still think MASH is the best opening of the year so far, but there are going to be a lot of contenders this season for opening of the year as well. And I think just in the grand scheme of things, and ending as well. But I think in the grand scheme of things, this has been one of the hardest. I try to be unbiased as possible when it comes to openings and endings, because I think in the grand scheme of things, I try to picture what I think is the best opening and ending as unbiased as possible. Now, I have my favorite openings and endings as well, but yeah. So this one is going to be a little bit different in the sense that I'm going to give. I'm telling you, I have a lot that I left off the table, and people who are watching these seasonals are going to be like, I can't believe you left that opening out, or I can't believe you left that ending out. but I have to give honorable mentions. I have to mention the shows that have really good openings and endings, but did not make the cut. All right. They did not make the cut. So first and foremost, oh, wow, my dog's barking. The dog's upset that some of these shows are not on the list as well. So we're gonna get right into it. We always start off with our endings, top five endings of the year, and to get us started, we are going to talk about the shows that I left off the list that are really good endings, but I left off the list for certain reasons. I mean, not specific reasons, but they just did not reach that level that the top five reached for me personally. So starting from there really is in no order outside of number six. But starting from the bottom, I had Banished Former Hero Lives the Life He Wants To. That the show sucks, but the ending is actually pretty decent. The Konosuba ending is nice and fun. Didn't make the top five. I'm sorry, Konosuba fans. The Yozakura family, very unique. I love the 8-bit style of the Yozakura family ending. I like the song a lot, but in the grand scheme of things, it just wasn't really anything. It wasn't really top five worthy. Still a great opening. Tsukimichi's ending's fantastic. I love it. It's fun. It's unique. The song is whatever, but like I love the anime. I love the stills, and I love like what the ending is all about. If you know, you know, and if you don't, well, there is a lot of the females and males in swimsuits and then in tuxedos as well. So very fun ending, very good ending, but not making the top five. Coming in at number seven, I guess you could put it at seven. I thought this ending was good. It just did not reach top five because the animation and like the video just did not leave me with anything. And that was the Fable ending. The song's fantastic. It's definitely like a rap song, a Japanese rap song, but the animation and the video just did nothing for me. And coming into number six, I hated to put this here. I really did hate to put this here. But I have the Eurocamp ending at 6. I know. I'm sorry. I love it. I love the Eurocamp ending. I really do. But it did the thing that I hate the most when it comes to endings, and that is doing recaps. The ending is a recap of the episode that just aired. The song is fantastic. Arguably one of the top 5 ending songs of this season. I will say, I would put that ending song as a top 5 ending song of the season, without a doubt. But the ending, it did the thing where it has something, and then it goes right into a recap of the episode, and then that's how the show is, or that's how the ending goes. So yeah. So, with that said, coming in number 5 for the first ending of this season is going to be this one. Let me minimize my cameras.
させずにいることも童貞もよくなって明るさが急に怖くなって大丈夫じゃないよ大丈夫じゃないよ一緒に歩くもう嫌になってでも一人でいたいわけじゃなくて目を合わせて笑えなくなって大丈夫じゃないそれは大丈夫じゃないよ
Coming in at number 5 is the train to the end of the world ending. I like this ending. I thought it was pretty unique. I thought the first 50 seconds were kind of, it's just the train tracks, like them on the train tracks. I thought that was pretty cool. I thought that was I feel like most people would feel that as boring and uncreative. I actually thought that was actually pretty cool. It's very dark shadows, kind of shows like what shape the world is currently in. After the G7 incident, I believe it's called. And it's just a really well done ending, and I like the song a lot. So, Train to the End of the World coming in at number 5. Coming in at number 4, a show that I said in my spring preview episode that I will not be watching it at all because I'm over these types of anime. And let me tell you this, this is arguably one of the best new shows of this season. Coming in at number 4.
分かってるって顔してああ差し伸べられたって追われた僕は悪魔だから君が笑ってくれるなら許せない過去すら全部全部くだらないと思い違うよ一人っきりでうずくまった その目にはその手には何があるんだよわがままなこの島で泣けてくること奪われたくない傷つけたくない君を守るから無敵だよ胸が痛いよ壊れる子だもう君の目だってそらさないよ
Coming in at number four is Windbreaker. Yeah, a show that if you listen to my spring preview episode, I said I'm done with fighting type anime ever since watching Tokyo Revengers. And Windbreaker actually broke the mold. Kind of broke the mold for me in a sense, to which I just really like what this show is about. So I would definitely check out Windbreaker. But this ending is very good. I liked it a lot. I thought it did a great job with the introduction of all these characters of the school. That apparently is the most notorious fighting school around. And kind of showed like what each of these characters are like as well, like a little background to them as well, as like a little hint or like a taste for the viewer to get a little bit more intrigue into watching this show. So Windbreaker coming in at number four. I really like the song as well, and I think the animation and art kind of differentiated from the anime a little bit, and I think that's what made it a little bit more unique. So Windbreaker coming in at number four. Coming in at number three, a show that I just did not expect to love as much as I did. I thought the ending is fantastic, and I love that the ending is actually sung by this... I believe it's sung by the group. I got to double check, but the show is based around a group as well. So, no more spoilers. Coming in at number three, the ending for this one. Coming in at number three is Girls Band Cry. I love the song. I think it's fantastic. I love the kind of like the hand-drawn art aspects of the ending and about kind of like how all five girls are coming together and like their differences in life and, you know, just the struggles of being a young adult slash late teenager coming together to make a music group. So yeah, I just thought it was a really good ending. Coming in at number three was Girls Band Cry. Coming in at number two, a show that definitely is unique, and is definitely mysterious.
Radeだわさてどの子迷える黒羊私だけだだけだあなたの横顔は虚偽こそ誠だと信じてた馬鹿
That's right. If you haven't guessed it by now, coming in at number two is Mysterious Disappearances. Definitely a show not for everybody. a little bit more horror-oriented than expected for, I mean, not in the grand scheme of things, but definitely more like creepy horror than like gory horror, and definitely a lot more fan service than I expected as well. Like, I did expect some fan service, but it definitely did go over the top for the fan service. But I like the ending a lot. I think it definitely took some inspiration from the Dr. Stone ending that we talked about a couple seasons ago, where they had the use of sand to like draw the pictures and like do the ending as well. So this one seemed to be very heavily influenced by the Dr. Stone ending, as this ending. Definitely used like a lot of sand like art and sand creativity to create this ending. I like the song. It's a bop. It's very like upbeat. It definitely fits the mold of like the creepiness of the show a little bit. It definitely broke the mold of like what an ending song is all about. Where ending songs are a little bit laid back and mellow. This one was like a little bit more like, I would say, upbeat and serious than most other ones. So coming in at number two was Mysterious Disappearances. Coming in at number one, I don't think this wasn't a question for me. This was a no-brainer. It's arguably one of the best endings of the season. It's arguably one of the best endings of the season, and I think it's one of the best endings of the year so far. And honestly, could be up for ending of the year as well. Unless you're Crunchyroll and you want to consider your winter shows to be part of that as well. But I digress. Coming in at number one for me, for my number one ending of spring 2024, is this banger. Coming in at number one is Go Go Loser Ranger. I thought this was above and beyond the best ending of the season. I just thought it was super fun, super creative. I love the choreographed dance with the monsters and then the dragon hunters as well. I thought the song was fantastic. I just thought it really had nothing to do with the show overall. Like, it had no... like, there was no hints of, like, what happened in the ending happens in the show. It was just pure fun. And then, and just, like, pure, just, like, it was just great. It was just greatness. I think the song could have been slightly better in the grand scheme of things, but I liked it. I don't think there was anything wrong with this ending at all. Outside of the song being a little less up, or a little bit more mellow, I should say. But it's still fantastic. So, Go Go Loser Ranger... coming in for my best ending of spring 2024. Now, we get to the openings. Let me pull up my sheet real quick. Before I get buried by everybody listening to this episode. I had a whole bunch of endings on this list. But some didn't make the cut. Okay. The shows that did not make the cut that are really, that are still really good endings or really good openings and really good songs, in no particular order. A Condition Called Love. I love the song. The song is a bop. The song is fantastic. I love it. Did not make the cut. Tsukimichi. It's fun. It's a fun opening. The song goes along with the Tsukimichi songs, sung by the same dude or the same group, whatever. Did not make the cut. Again, this is in no order. Eurocamp. I'm sorry. I love it. Okay? I love the song. I love the opening. It's unique. It's fantastic. Did not make the cut. I'm telling you, I thought these five shows that are ahead of it were better. Alright? Eurocamp. Did not make the cut. As much as it pains me, and as much as I would love to hear this song and watch the video with the people on Twitch right now, Mysterious Disappearances did not make the cut for top five openings of the season. If you know, you know. And if you don't know, I can tell you in one word. Boobs. Let's go right on to the next one. And I actually have one more that did not make the cut, but we're gonna play it anyway, because this opening is like, is arguably the, I've been watching anime for a long time, people, for a long time, like 20 plus years. I've seen a lot of shit in my day, okay? This opening might be the most moe, cringe, fantastic, cutest opening like ever made. Okay. I saw the meme that said girls, like, it was like what girls think we listen to in the gym, and it was like heavy metal, and then it was like what we actually listen to in the gym, and it was like the screenshot for this opening. It's true. The most moe opening ever, in my opinion, or at least like in the, for as long as I can remember, coming in at number moe is this. Yes. level 2 super cheat powers chilling. Rake Kugamaya or whatever her name is, singing the song by Rias, who's a fucking Fenrir killing machine, who's singing about how cute she is with her fucking master. Fantastic. Hilarious. Level 2 super cheat powers. Fantastic. Sung by Rie Kugayama or whatever her name is, like the fucking tsundere queen. by the character's his friend is a Fenrir, who is literally a killing machine. So to have like this like cutesy wootsy fucking moe song about her being in love with her master is just like hilarious and fantastic. So the most moe opening I've ever seen in a hot minute is level 2 super cheat powers. But put that to the side. Coming in at number 5, I have this delicious banger for you. Coming in at number 5 is the second opening to Delicious in Dungeon. I like this opening more than the first one. I thought this one, the song was slightly better than the first one. And I think this one definitely gave a little bit more development and development to the group. And like it definitely used what we've seen so far from these characters. In this series so far, like Lyos is punching the mushroom and like kills it, and he's like coming back from like killing the mushroom and he's like super happy, and Marcel is just like super angry at him for like killing this mushroom because she just does not want to eat these monsters. And then Senshi's like happy, and Chilchuck's just like, oh my god, here we go again. And then it just like picks up. My favorite thing is when they're in, like all four of them are in like the hot pot and they excuse me, and they look up and they see themselves like looking down at them. I thought that was pretty cool because they haven't not had some, they haven't not been intrigued from not eating something in the dungeon so far. So like if they saw themselves in the pot, I feel like that's something that would be like, okay, like this is something that's going on, but I still want to eat it. You know, like I still want to eat this. So I thought that was pretty cool, this song, or in this opening as well. But like once the chorus hit and like it pops off and like all the, like the characters are introduced, and it's kind of, I don't know, it's just very good, very very uplifting, very upbeat. And there is some spoilers in this opening as well, so take that with a grain of salt. But coming in at number 5 is Delicious in Dungeon. Coming in at number 4 is a weird one. A weird but unique one. Coming in at number 4 is this one.
Cut down.
coming in at number four is The Train to the End of the World opening. Definitely interesting. Definitely an interesting opening, a vibe, and a very weird fucking opening, if I do say so myself. Yeah, interesting. Interesting. It's kind of like them chilling on the train. I felt like the art and animation in this opening were very well done, but there is some shit that goes on in the second half of the opening that really makes you say, okay, what is going on with this show? What is happening? They do a good job introducing the characters. The color scheme is very well done as well. And I just like that. I did like the song a lot. But it's a very, I wouldn't say fun opening, but it's very unique in the grand scheme of things. So coming in at number four was The Train to the End of the World. Coming in at number three, I'm just going to get right into it because I think these top three, this one, I don't think a lot of people will have in their tops, but this one to me was also unique, special, and this was one of those ones I did a little bit more diving into as well. So coming in at number three is this one. Coming in at number three for me was Salad Bowl of Eccentrics. I thought this opening was fantastic. I thought it had a great mix of animation, obviously, but throwing in the real world, like throwing in the real world, like videos and like pictures and everything, I thought was just fucking awesome. These characters like sitting on buildings and like sitting on like towers. The adding in of like art. One of my favorite parts of the opening is when the one woman is like dumping a bowl of chocolate into like the river, and turning it from like an actual like real life river into like a chocolate river. I thought that was pretty cool. The salad bowl of Eccentrics. I think the definition behind like what it means is like you could just have like whatever in a salad. And that's kind of like what this show is. It's just a bunch of like whatever in one show. It's fantastic. It's hilarious. Definitely female heavy, but it's in the grand scheme of things, it's a pretty good anime so far. Another one of my favorite things was the cork board that our detective main character have, where he had like the strings going to like different pieces of Gifu. The Gifu prefecture, and it had like the push pins, like the thumbtacks and the push pins, and it had the red yarn going from each thing, and that symbolized like how each character was connected or how they were connected in some way. So I thought that was pretty cool. And the salad bowl at the end, this is what I thought was pretty cool. The salad bowl at the end is two salad bowls at the end, and the Gabon in one, and it actually forms, it actually comes in the one salad bowl, and it's actually the prefecture of Gifu. Or I might be saying that wrong, but Gifu, whatever. And I learned that the creator of the show is from Gifu or Gifu. And that's the reasoning behind it. So I thought that was pretty cool. Add a little extra to like my likeness of this opening. So coming in at number three was Salad Bowl of Eccentrics. Coming in at number two, this could arguably be a lot of people's number one. I was going back and forth with my number one for this one, but I decided that this one just barely missed the cut. Coming in at number two is this one. Coming in at number two is the opening for Go Go Loser Ranger. I thought this opening was fantastic. The same guys did Eat to Ten Deities. I love that opening. I just love the music that they put out. but I thought the opening in the grand scheme of things was fantastic. It really showcased how the monsters are like kind of like the puppets, and the dragon and the dragon warriors are like the puppet masters. Where the use of like the hand strings and whatever, and how they're controlling the monsters, and I like the use of the divinity weapons as well in the opening. I thought that was pretty cool. I just loved how it showed like, hey, the monsters are really not that bad, and the dragon keepers are actually big pieces of shit. So I thought that was really well done. Sorry, I had the cough. So, Go Go Loser Rangers coming in at number two. I cannot recommend this anime enough. It is fantastic. Go Go Loser Rangers coming in at number two. Coming in at number one. I fell in love with it as soon as I heard it. And it was my number one as soon as I heard it. And I have not looked back since. Coming in at number one. やり残したことこの大手僕らを積んでこんなものになる前に頼りなくてもいいその手も、この手は自分自身のままさ変わらないはずはないよ手を伸ばして
Yeah.
Coming in at number one is Girls Band Cry. I just think this opening is straight fire from start to finish. Going like just the girls starting Nina coming out of the sky, and then the girls coming out of the sky and just fucking forming into this band. So fire, so awesome. The song is straight gas. And then when it goes into like that, there's like a lot, I feel like there's a lot of hidden meaning behind it, because Nina does have like some like haunting, like some haunted past that like we do not know about yet. We got a little bit taste of it, but definitely the 2D into the CG, I feel like that plays a role in like Nina's past as well. Just like how she acts and everything, because there's times during the anime where it shows them as 2D, but like in the past, and in like modern day, they're in the CGI animation. And let me just say this, easily the best CGI anime I've seen so far. Easily the best CGI anime I've seen so far. It's fantastic. All right. When they play the piano, like I love in a fucking opening when the instruments and the music and the voices and the lip syncs are all in part of the song, and it's just fantastic. Really, really well done opening, start to finish. For me, it was easily my. I guess there is a little bit of bias there. This is my favorite opening of the season. But I honestly think, in the grand scheme of things, it was the best opening of the season as well. These girls fucking rock. I can't wait to see more. And I thought this was the best opening of the season. Girls Band Cry. All right. So let's go down the list again. My top five endings coming from five. Coming in at number five for ending of the season is Train to the End of the World. Coming in at number four was Windbreaker. Coming in at number three was Girls Band Cry. Coming in at number two was Mysterious Disappearances. And coming in at number one is Go-Go Loser Rangers. The most moe opening I've ever seen in my life was Level 2 Cheat Powers. For openings, coming in at number 5 was Delicious in Dungeon. Coming in at number 4 was Trains to the End of the World. Coming in at number 3, Salad Bowl of Eccentrics. Coming in at number 2 was Go-Go Loser Rangers. And coming in at number 1 is Girls Band Cry. And that is it for this episode of the Waifus and Weeaboos podcast. I got this episode done a little bit slower than I wanted to. My shirt is drenched. I probably got to go take another shower. But I'm okay with that, because it's like I said, at the beginning of the episode, like it is unseasonably hot in New Jersey today. And I don't have a cooling system in my office yet. So gotta wait a few more weeks for that to happen. But yeah, so first things first, follow the socials, Waifus and Weeaboos on Facebook, Waifus and Weeaboos on Twitter. Go over to twitch.tv/SwordSensei1, make a Twitch account. It's free. Go follow the account. Join the Discord. You'll get to know when I go live on Twitch and when I drop a new episode of the podcast as well. If you're looking for some of the best stickers, peekers, t-shirts, anything anime related that you can put on your car, your desktop computer, your walls, your laptop computer, check out sukawai.com and use the promo code SwordSensei1 and get 5% off your entire order. If you're looking for another great anime podcast, check out the boys at What Do You Say Anime. They're on YouTube. They're on Spotify. They're on Apple Podcasts. Same thing as this podcast. Subscribe to them. Follow, subscribe to me on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Anchor, whatever. They're on YouTube. I'm not on YouTube. Waifus and Weeboos ain't on YouTube yet. So go follow What Do You Say Anime on YouTube as well. Subscribe to them on YouTube. And go drop a follow on all accounts. If you're looking for any other fantastic podcasts that are not anime related, video games, horror, Christmas, whatever, check out Geekscape.net. I cannot keep telling y'all enough that the amount of talented people over at Geekscape.net is insane. These people have so much talent. Great individuals, great talent, great podcast as well. Go over to Geekscape.net. I'm on Geekscape.net as well. That's another place where you can listen to this episode of the Waifus and Weeaboos podcast. I got sweat dripping all over my body right now, just like the song. What else do I have for you? I have no idea when the next episode is going to be, but hopefully when the next episode is live, it'll be a lot cooler in my room, so I don't have to rush this episode. I don't think I rushed this episode at all. I thought it was pretty well done. Next episode, I do want to start getting into individual like reviews and stuff like that, like kind of like back in the old days as well, so we might go back into that. But keep an eye on Twitch, join the Discord, it's free, and just make sure you follow all the socials. I really appreciate that. And yeah, that is it for this episode of the Waifus and Weeaboos podcast. I want to thank you all for listening, and we will see you soon. Bye-bye.
You're listening to the Geekscape Network.